I believe this is the hour for women who are going to carry an anointing like Sarah.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. This is John Matarazzo with Charisma News, and I am joined by the Michelle McLean Walters. She is one of our authors. She has written the incredible Anointing series with just some amazingly powerful women in the Bible and the example that they are. And so today, I have the privilege of having Michelle on with us to be able to talk about Mother's Day and the importance of having a natural mother, obviously, but also spiritual mothers, and how we as sons and daughters can honor and respect our mothers, whether it be natural or and spiritual. And so, Michelle, welcome to Charisma News. It's great to be able to connect with you again.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm very excited to be with you. I'm getting ready for Mother's Day. Actually, I've been preparing my message. God has dropped some things in my spirit for mothers. So I'm so excited to have this quick conversation with you.
Well, if you're already preparing a message for Mother's Day, tell me, what are some of the highlights and what are some of the things that God has put on your heart? I want to hear that deposit that you have.
Yes, I'm really excited about mothers. You know, one of the major things I heard was God has given us beauty for ashes. This whole theme in my spirit with beauty for ashes. Most mothers we're so concerned about the next generation. And what I've seen is women have been broken over some of their sons and daughters that are still not in the kingdom. So I believe that the Lord is getting ready to really honor the prayers, the cries of mothers to bring the sons and daughters home, the prodigals, those that have once served the Lord, that this is a season that he's really bringing them back home. And, you know, the greatest desire of a mother is to see her children walking with the Lord. So as I've been praying, I believe the Lord is really releasing a new grace, a new fire, a new fervor inside of women to really cry out for the next generation. So that's one of the nuggets I can share with you now is this is a season of beauty for ashes. This is a season for gladness, for mourning. God is really beginning to turn our joy, our mourning into dancing. So this is such a new season. I believe that God is releasing a mantle upon women, upon mothers, where he's fulfilling the promises that he gave you. I really want to even speak to mothers that's maybe 50 and older. You know, sometimes when we get older and after some of our children are gone and we've been serving the Lord for a long time, we think eyes in the favor of God. I pray for a mantle of business. Even as Ruth, she was a woman who didn't just sit at home. And even though her husband was died, she was a widow. She still arose and God began to favor her in the marketplace. Even she got remarried. I pray for those women that are saying, God, I do want a husband. I do want to be remarried. I pray even now that grace and favor will rest upon you now, that God, that you will find your Boaz like Ruth. I pray even now in Jesus' name. You may be a woman listening to me today and you want to have children, but you find yourself to be barren. I break the curse of barrenness off of your life. And just like Hannah, when she cried out before the Lord, she went before the throne of glory and God began to, he released an anointing on her to conceive. I pray now that faith will come, that you would have faith to conceive. Everything that God has placed in your life, let this be a season. I just see in the realm of the spirit where God is going to begin to cause many of you women that are watching me, there's going to be a grace on your life to not only just to conceive, but to give birth. I pray in this hour, there comes a birthing anointing that you'll give birth in the natural as well as in the spirit. You'll give birth to plans and the purposes of God. Father, I thank you for so many women that are watching me today. Lord, that let this Mother's Day be a demarcation in the spirit, God, that you will move mightily in their lives. Let the prodigal sons and daughters come forth and you give us beauty for ashes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. My goodness. I'm glad that every time I ask you to just release a word, and you just don't know what's coming. My goodness, that's powerful. And it was not a short little rote prayer. That I can feel that from the fire within your bones. And Michelle, I thank you so much for writing all these books that you've written, The Legendary Women, the anointing series, and you really are calling women up to another level with the Lord there. And I know you're working on something right now. Can you give us a little bit of a foretaste of what that is and what God's speaking to you for this next coming message?
Yes, I am writing a book on the spirit and the power of Elijah. You know, this has been my life story. I just believe right now with all of, if you would say, the deconstruction, sexual immorality, the transgender agenda, we need Elijah. You know, it's just so much I would call false worship, false teaching. And right now, I believe God is raising up those with the spirit and the power of Elijah to cause the hearts of men to turn back to the Lord. You know, the great question that Elijah asked of the church was, how long will we falter between two opinions? If God be God, serve him. We're not going to serve Facebook likes. We're not going to serve followers. You know, trying to get followers and all of this propaganda that's designed to turn our hearts away of a generation away from God. So in my book, The Spirit and the Power of Elijah, it is a clarion call to the body of Christ to come back to prayer, to speak truth to power, and begin to walk fully in the preached gospel. Also, the Lord has been really talking to me about governing the heavens. One of the things with the Elijah anointing, it has a grace to call down fire from heaven. So I'm excited about this book. I'm almost finished. We're writing it and we're finishing it up now. So I'm very excited about The Spirit and the Power of Elijah. I believe it's going to be ready by December. I think it's going to be on the shelves by December.
All right. So we got a little ways to go, but I can tell there is a fire in your spirit about that already. I love Elijah and the things that you're talking about, man, they just resonate with my soul. And I can't wait to get my hands on that book and interview you about that book whenever that time comes. So, Michelle, it's great to be able to talk with you and to honor mothers the way that we've done it today. So thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you so much.
The Lord allowed me to become a mother because if I did not become a mother, I would have died.
Well, happy Mother's Day. This weekend is Mother's Day, and we here at Charisma News know that Mother's Day is not just for physical mothers, although that's what we are, you know, honoring this weekend, but spiritual mothers and those women in our lives that have had so much input and spiritual nurturing and blessing in our lives that really we wouldn't be who we are today without them. That's what we want to talk about today. And I have Jenny Weaver with me, and she is the founder of The Core Group, which is a amazing, growing group of explosive women and teenagers and kids. And now there's even a core men's group now too. But Jenny is really mothering and really showing a spiritual leadership and spiritual mothership to so many of these people. So it's just great to be able to talk with you, Jenny, be able to talk about this spiritual motherhood. And so welcome here to Charisma News.
Thank you, John, so much. It's always good to be on with you, and I'm super excited about this topic. I love expressing the heart of God for mothers, mothers of children, and then of course spiritual mothers, and so this is my heart right here.
Yeah. So Jenny, let's talk about your own experience as a mother, a physical mother, because I know or a natural mother, because you have a daughter. Mm-hmm. And so what did becoming a mother feel like to you, and what does that mean to you first?
Becoming a mother changed everything in my life. I believe that the Lord allowed me to become a mother because if I did not become a mother, I would have died. Hmm. And many people know my story. I became pregnant as a meth addict on the verge of death or prison for life. That's the road that I was on. And so when I became pregnant, although it didn't immediately stop all of the craziness, the Lord allowed that beautiful child, beautiful Cameron growing inside me to slowly but surely change my heart. And I remember the day that I was totally strung out on drugs. And believe it or not, I know people are going to listen to this and be like, how is that possible? It is possible. I forgot during those times I was pregnant. because I would black out. I was totally gone. And I remember when I came to, the end of myself, and my belly was growing a little bit big, and I remember seeing Cameron moving in my belly. I was so far gone on drugs. I literally thought that there were like worms and stuff in my skin.
Oh, goodness.
And then it dawned on me, remember, you're pregnant. This is your baby moving. And I remember having such a sobering moment. And I thought, I got to make a change. I really have to make a change. This is a baby. You know, at that point, there was no going back. That couldn't change. It was too, you know, far along, and all the different options for terminating pregnancy were gone. And so the Lord allowed me to become a mother to save my life. And I remember I called Cameron when she was born my miracle baby, because from the time that she was born, I never went back to that lifestyle again.
Wow. Wow. So motherhood really did save your life. But now you are, you're more in a spiritual mother role. Obviously, you've been able to take a lot of the things you've learned from being a natural mother. But now you're with this core group, you're very much of a spiritual mother, and you are helping them to grow with the Lord through different books and, you know, different recommendations and things like that. When you look at the women that God has allowed them to really look at you as like a mother figure, what does that make you feel?
I feel tremendously humbled to the point of tears. I remember, John, when the very first young lady commented and called me Mama Bear Jenny. And I was like, what? You know, because no one had ever called me that. I did not really. People asked me, would you be my spiritual mother along the way? And I didn't feel at that time capable of that role, or even being able to commit to that kind of role in someone's life. So I didn't do that. I just said, you know, let me just sing the scriptures, lead worship, and stay in my lane. And when I began to start teaching and training and equipping, and the young lady said that to me, I was like, wow, should I go correct her and tell her, no, you don't call me that? And I remember a few other ladies began to call me Mama Jenny. And I thought, this is so strange. Like, why are they doing this? And I was going to go on live and tell some of the students, hey, you know, I prefer you not to call me that. You know, I understand that you want a spiritual mother. And when I was in prayer, the Lord told me, don't you say that. The Lord said, he began to show me, these women see this motherly role in you. And the Lord began to tell me, I'm raising you up to be a mother. Even as Deborah said, until I, Deborah, arose, a mother in Israel. And life had ceased until she arose. Everything had stopped. People were not growing. There was war. There was chaos. There was so much turmoil. And then she says, until I arose. She didn't say I arose as a prophetess. She didn't say I arose as an apostle. She didn't say I arose as anything but a mother in Israel. And the Lord began to reveal that revelation to me. This is what I have called you to do. It was very sobering. I don't take it lightly. I don't boast in it. It is a humbling thing, and it is a responsibility like people cannot imagine, to raise up and equip people, not to point them to me, but to point them to Christ. That is the sole focus of anybody who is mothering or fathering in the body of Christ. As even Paul, he was a father. You know, he talked about Timothy, his spiritual son, his true son, and he was raising him up, and he was imparting to him spiritual gifts so that he could go out and change the world. So it felt amazing, and it felt humbling when I was called a mother.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. You know, Jenny, I know one of the things that my mother loves the most is whenever she sees myself and my sister, basically her kids, doing well and, you know, in different ways honoring her. You know, we honor her by doing well in life and, you know, serving the Lord and doing a lot of things that she has trained us to do. My father as well. But the Bible says, you know, train up a child in the way they should go and they will not and in the end, they will not depart from it. How can we, as sons and daughters of mothers, how can we honor our mothers this Mother's Day weekend?
Wow. Okay. Let's unpack that. Let's see. I think honor is such a beautiful thing. And I think when we have honor in the body of Christ, the Lord blesses it, because many people dishonor. And so there is a certain type of reward and blessing that comes from honor. In fact, the Bible says, honor your mother and father, your mother and father, that your days may be long. Mm-hmm. And so it is the one commandment that actually has a promise and reward when you obey it.
Right.
And I believe it's the way that it is in the spirit as well. So if someone is a spiritual mother, father, coach, mentor, that unique relationship that you have cultivated with this person, or you see them as that in your life, I think one way that we can honor is to earnestly pray and fast for that person. Mm. People forget so much that when somebody is in that role, they are facing tremendous amounts of warfare, persecution, sometimes just all kinds of things, because they're really standing in the gap and they're taking hits for people that they're covering. And so one way that you can honor is to daily lift them up to the Lord God in prayer. And if the Lord leads you to fast for them, you don't have to broadcast it all over social media so everybody can see how spiritual and how holy you are. You can just do those things. And I'm telling you, the person that is in your life as a mother or father, they are going to value that. I know that I do. Mm-hmm. Also, finding out, you know, how your spiritual mother or father receives love. Like for me, I'm a big words of affirmation person. I love doing that with other people. That's the way that I communicate. It's very obvious that I communicate that way and I receive love mm-hmm. that way. And so that is just one way you could, you know, affirm them or honor them. I know that my spiritual father, one of his love languages is gifts, actually gifts. And so just knowing that and being honorable in that way, whether it's something small or just words of affirmation and saying, you know, I really honor you today. I'm really thinking about you today. I value your leadership in my life. I value your correction. Mm-hmm. I receive correction. I want that. I welcome that. And I think that will be such a blessing to the mothers or fathers in your life.
Amen. Amen. I love that. Wanting that correction is not always the easiest thing to do, but man, it says a lot whenever you truly mean it and you say, please speak into my life and call me to be who God has made me to be. And when you are vulnerable and open yourself up to a spiritual mother or even a spiritual father to do that, my goodness, the fruit that remains from that is incredible.
Amen.
Jenny, from your own relationship with a spiritual mother or even your natural mother, what is some fruit that remains in your life that you want to then share to others?
Wow, my mother prayed me through when I was out on the streets. My mother prayed for years and years. There was a time that I didn't even call her and she didn't even know where I was for about a year or so. She was looking for me. Imagine that kind of feeling. You don't know where your daughter is. You know that she's a drug addict out there somewhere on the streets in and out of jail. And my mom was earnestly praying for me. The fruit that remains is the global impact that my testimony and my life has had on the world. And I remember my mom teaching me as a young girl, she would say, whenever you are in trouble, call on the name of Jesus and plead the blood. Do you know that I did that in drug houses when I was in trouble? I just instinctively knew, call on the name of Jesus. Even though I was not serving the Lord, I felt that his grace and his mercy was covering me. People thought I was crazy when they heard me doing it. They're like, the blood of what? Why are you saying that? Like, they didn't get it. And I was like, you better leave me alone. What? I am doing what I was trained to do. And so I thank God for a godly mother that prayed me through. My spiritual mother, when I got out of the rehab and I got into church, she was there to lovingly correct me. I remember, you know, just that loving correction saying, hey, you know what? You've been living with Stephen quite a while. Y'all might want to consider getting married, you know, that kind of that loving. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's a good idea. You know, not even thinking that. And I know people will go, why would you not think that? Do you not read the Bible? No, I came straight out of a rehab. I was demonized, going through all kinds of my own deliverance process. And and I needed that mother to speak into my life, not condemn me, not have this judgmental, very rude, harsh attitude towards me, but in love say, I'm calling you up to a higher place.
Yeah, I'm calling you up to a higher place. That's always a good thing to hear that somebody, because somebody sees that in you. Yeah. They know that there's more that you can do. And it's not just it's not a condemning thing whenever it's done in love. It's there's so much more that God has for you. Amen. And let me help you. Let me come alongside of you. And I think that's what a mother does. A mother trains and instructs and helps teach and nurture and love all these amazing things about our mothers. What would your daughter describe her mother as?
Well, she's 13. So
oh, goodness. Probably, so that's a can of worms right now, right?
Yeah. She's 13. If you would have asked me this 2 years ago, I would have said my daughter thinks that I am the top of the top, the coolest. Now she's like, oh, my mom's trying to be cool, but she's really not. My daughter secretly absolutely just adores me, though. I know. And I will tell her this too, to her face. But my daughter is in a beautiful transition where she's learning my role in the kingdom, which is interesting to her to hear other people all over the world. Every time we go somewhere, someone will say, Mama Jenny. And she's like, you know, I remember when people started saying that or saying Happy Mother's Day to me, she was saying, why are all these people saying Happy Mother's Day to you? You're not their mother. And I had to explain that to her. Remember, this is my little girl. So in her mind, she's like, she does not get that. And so it's been beautiful to see her appreciate this role, to understand the spiritual role, and to also be able to grow with me as mom that has good days, bad days, the mom that's playful. I'm a homeschool mom to her, so I'm still homeschooling her since day one. And we have a very beautiful relationship. She's a phenomenal child. I thank God for the gift that's in her. But she'd probably say my mom is trying to be cool, and she's a little lame right now, and she can't dance, and she's a little old.
Oh, that's great. That's a, you know, kids are going to say what they think and what they feel, and they don't have that filter there yet. So it's especially as a teenager, my goodness. And we'll be praying for you, Jenny. That's, you know, thank the teenagers are fun. But I am so proud of you as a homeschooling mother. I was homeschooled throughout the entire process, and I love seeing that, you know, families are investing in their children in that way. Yes. Not to speak down a bit about anybody that didn't make that decision, but it is a very active role in training up a child in the way that they should go.
Amen.
So Jenny, as we're wrapping up here, I just want to ask you in just a moment to just pray a blessing over those mothers, and then also a blessing over us as spiritual sons and daughters that we can show honor this weekend. And so if you're able to, could you please just pray that way?
Yes, Father, we just thank you for each and every person that is watching right now. God, we just lift up the precious mothers to you. We thank you for a mother's love. We thank you for that protection, that sight that will be able to call somebody to a higher place. We thank you, Father, for the grace and the anointing of a mother in the spirit, a natural mother, a foster mother, an adoptive mother. Father, I just lift up every mother right now in the name of Jesus, and I pray, God, that you would strengthen them in their innermost being when they feel that they are failing as a mother. I decree and declare that they are not failing, but they are soaring in God. I thank you, Father God, that you are breaking the curse of I'm a bad mom. We break that curse, that lie from the pit of hell off every mother right now in the name of Jesus. Woman of God, you have felt like you have not done enough. You have felt like you have made bad choices, but I hear the Spirit of the Lord say to you today, I will restore everything. I will restore you. I will make the crooked places straight. I will put the pieces back together, says the Lord. And I just decree and declare that it is so over you in Jesus' name. Nothing is too far gone in Jesus' mighty name. And I just pray right now. I felt this so strong all week. And so I'm so glad to be able to release it right now. Thank you, Lord. I have felt all week a heart for mothers who have lost children. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I just pray right now that in this time, during this Mother's Day, where you see everybody being celebrated and you're thinking, but what about my baby that I lost? Am I still a mother? Am I called a mother? And what about me? When am I going to be restored? And you're hurting right now. I pray for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding to guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus right now. I pray, woman of God, that you would know that yes, you are a mother. That has not been taken away from you. And I pray that the Lord would just speak to your heart right now, that the Lord would just cover you in the name of Jesus. I pray right now for restoration in Jesus' mighty name. I pray that you will run and you will not grow weary. You will walk and you will not faint in this season. And may the joy of the Lord be your strength. You're going to get your laugh back. You're going to get your dance back. You're going to get that pep in your step back. You're going to get your sleep back. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I just pray over every son and daughter that they will be honorable, that they will be submissive, that they will be kind, that they will be listening, they will be teachable in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Wow. That was powerful, and it wasn't even directed for me until the very end there. Wow, I could feel that. And amen. So I just want to encourage everybody that if you agree and feel connected to that prayer that Jenny released, that prophetic word that Jenny released, give us a comment right in YouTube or Facebook, wherever you're seeing this video, write a comment and, you know, say that you agree with this and just hold on to that and go back and listen to that prayer again. Listen to that prophetic word and hold on to that and let the Holy Spirit connect with you and show you where you need to focus in and let him be the one to call you up to that next level and to work on those things that need to be worked on. But Jenny, it's been an absolute pleasure to be able to have you today to talk about Mother's Day. And we covered a lot of different facets. And so it's just wonderful to be able to do that with you and to work in the kingdom with you as well.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you and Charisma News. Love you guys so much.